We continue our learning. We are in Bava Basra, Perek, Dalet, Mishnah, Gimel. Hamocher es habayis, machar es hadeles, avolo es hamavteach. Person sells a house, the door is included. Why would we have thought the door is not included? So the door is on hinges. You could remove a door and use it somewhere else. So people didn't normally do this, and that's why, since it's something that is, the Bar Tanura says, kol shekolsh tashmishe habayis hakavuim lo. Any utility of the house, something that's attached to it, that's permanent, is bichal habayisev, is automatically included in the house. But the maftach is not included. Now, we usually translate a maftach as a key, but here we're talking about something that was attached to the door that was used, that was the lock and the door handle all in one. So that mechanism is what's known as the maftach, the word pasuach, it allows the house to open up. So that lock is not included, even though maybe attached to the door. People would transfer those locks to another door, and the owner can take it. He wants to use that lock, which has its own key, on his new house. So that's perfectly okay, and that's not included, therefore, in the house when you sell a house automatically. When you sell a house, so the machtesh is a mortar. So it's kavua, it's cemented to the ground inside the house, so that's included in the house. But a metaltel is a movable one, so that can be moved away, that is not included. Machare says it's trobo, avalo es hakeles. Have a millstone, let's say, in the house. So what the trobo is, the mill ring. This is the yad. We speak about different types of mills. So this is a mill. This is a hand mill, and a small amount of grain you're able to grind into flour. So the lower part, we have the shechev and the rechev. You may remember the shechev is the lower part, and the rechev is the higher part. So the lower millstone, which is the shechev, was placed, was held in place by putting there's a piece of wood there, and that piece of that ring, which is the itzrobel, was attached, cemented to the ground. So that itzrobel, that mill ring, which holds the millstone in place, that hand mill in place, is the smaller mill that is included in the house. Avalos hakeles. The keles is the trough. No, translate is the hopper. It's the trough that was around the mill and that caught the flour. So that keles could be removed. That's not permanent at all. That's not kavua. So therefore, that's not included in the house. Although the trobel, that ring, which is part of the millstone, attaches the millstone to the ground, is included, but the keles, the hopper, is not. Veloes atanur, veloes akirayim. Not only that, when you sell a house, we don't assume that the oven or sofa stove is sold with the house. In those days, it wasn't fixed at all to the ground. It could be removed easily. People take them with them. So we think about today, but you sell a house, you assume that includes the dining room table and the chairs. Not necessarily, may not even include the fridge. These are things that potentially are movable, and we don't assume that they're included in the house. So the tanur, the oven, which is used for baking, the kiraim, which is the stove, are not included. But what about bizman sha'amar lohu v'chol masha besocho? The seller said to the buyer, I'm selling you the house and everything in the house. Then hare kulan mechurim. Then all of those items that were listed before are included. So the maftech is included. The machtesh is the mortar that's movable is included. The kelis, the hopper, which is maybe the unattached part of the mill, is included. And the tanur and the kiraim are included as well. But that doesn't mean everything in the house is included. The chair that you have grain in the house. There's food in the fridge. It's not included. You have chairs in the house. That's not necessarily included. So that's and what about about the cistern, the pit, things like that, storage rooms, which mentioned in the previous Mishnayos. So that, we know, are certainly not included in the house. Those are separate from the house. So it's even if you say, I'm selling you the house of Kol Masha Besocho, certainly those are not included. Perek Dal and Mishnah. Hamoch Ezerach Es HaChotzer. Person sells a courtyard. He's not just selling a house. But a courtyard means he's selling the houses that open up to the courtyard as well. Obviously, he has ownership of them. So machar batim, that includes the houses, boros, shichin umaros, which is the pits, the ditches, and the caves, or the vaults that are in the courtyard, or then the houses. You say the whole chatzir, it includes all the structures in the courtyard. The Bar Tanura says the bo shichru maros shebesoch habatim v'yafal gav d'hamocher bayis lomachar bo shichru maros. Even though when you sell a house, you don't, it doesn't include the bo shichru maros, which is in the house. Lagabei chotzer mi'a b'telehim. Regarding the chotzer, we assume that they are nullified to the chotzer. They're secondary to the chotzer, and they are included. What's not included if you sell a chotzer or a courtyard? Avalois hametaltalin. The movable objects are not included. So you have many things that may potentially be in the chutzner itself. So those are not going just because they're there. You have there's food there, there's grain there that's being stored in the chutzner. That's not included. But what about bizman sha'amar lo hi v'chomal shebesocha? But if you say to the seller, says to the buyer, I'm selling you the chutzner and everything that's inside, hare kulon b'churim, then everything's included. So what does it mean everything's included? So everything, so we don't assume that that includes the food that may be sitting there, but let's say the portable millstone or the ovens that we had in the previous Mishnah. So that would be included in the chatzer, even though they don't necessarily, they're certainly movable, and you can bring them somewhere else. But if you say, who call the chomash of besocho, we assume that that includes. People would typically put their ovens and their stoves in the chatzer, so they're generally not included. But when you sell a chatzer, the houses are, the cisterns are, but if you say, who the chomash of besocho, so that includes the ovens and the stoves and the like. But either way, even if you say, I'm selling you the chatzer and everything that's inside, if there is a bathhouse inside or an olive press inside in the chatzer, they're not included. But why? Those are considered separate properties completely. They have nothing to do with the chatzer at all. They happen to be there, but those are not included. Eliezer Omer, HaMocher is a chatzer, lo machar ela avirash al chatzer. He says when you sell a chatzer, a courtyard, all you're selling is the airspace. That's it. The yard itself. And that means even the houses. Tanakama says you sell the houses. Baruch Shichud Haris says no. Even the houses that open up into the courtyard are not included. And certainly the pits and the ditches are not included, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, shouldn't we be able to figure out how much the person paid for it? So if he's paying an exorbitant amount of money for it, so you could say it's obviously didn't just buy the chatzer. He obviously just bought the houses. You buy a chatzer, what's the chatzer worth? But if he's paying millions of dollars, which obviously seemingly would include all of the houses, so maybe you should automatically assume if that's the price that he's including the houses in it. And the answer is no, because price for it doesn't apply to karka, to real estate. And you can charge as much as you like. So if that's the case, I won't be able to determine based on the price what was included. And therefore, Kodram Eliezer, a person who sells the chatzer, he does not include the houses, the Baruch Shichun Maros, but rather the Avir Shel Chatzer, only the yard itself.